welcome to your Yoga Nidra practice. Another practice, I know I recently recorded one for a winter refresh, but listen, it is not warm outside, so maybe that has been inspiring these wintry themed practices. A practice for the winter season. And it is the hope that it can help you to honor that imperative need for rest and introspection that the winter season offers and lends us, that can then nurture us and help us feel more relaxed, more empowered in our lives. So, as always, for today's practice, you need an open, sacred space, maybe some floor space. You can have your yoga mat down if you like. Maybe you're on the couch or in bed. Whatever is calling your name today, no need to overthink it too much. A thin-ish pillow for under your head. Some support under your knees, especially if your low back tends to get tight, yes. An eye mask, eye pillow, eye covering, sock sleeves, scarf, rolled down toque or hoodie works fine. Blankets on top of you, maybe a pillow over the torso, cushioning under arms, the heels, the tail. Rolled towel under your head, a crystal in either palm or forehead or chest or belly or under the feet. Take your time. Grab all the feathers and twigs for your nest. Take your time to really settle down and settle in full support under you and on top of you. To feel the support within. And even if you don't feel like you want a blanket, trust me when I say having that weight on top of the physical body is ever so soothing. It's grounding for your nervous system. If you really, really want to practice without it, maybe just have it nearby, just in case. It is winter after all, and your body temperature will drop on your back in stillness. So just allow yourself to get as cozy, as comfortable as you can, getting set up in your nest on your back in Shavasana. Take your time. There's no rush here. Again, just making sure you have everything you need. I know I mentioned the scarf, the rolled down toque or hoodie, eye mask. A nice addition, a nice tool to deepen your practice and help you relax. If you don't have one, you could order one online. Again, that little bit of weight over the eyes, no one's mad about it. Blocking out the light, yes, but helping calm the eyes and the thoughts that live behind them. All right, settle down, settle in. Legs are hip-width distance. Arms out long and wide. Pull shoulders down as you broaden collarbones and tuck shoulder blades in and down. Scooped pelvis, tucked chin, longest spine, roots down heavy, you got it. Fingers curl, arms heavy, toes flop, legs weighted down. Unclench through the glutes, the belly, the chest, the jaw, the face. Release and land here. Lying here on your back, all of your props under you, maybe off to the side just in case. Now that we're all set up and ready, our yoga nidra practice can begin. And why don't we, to kick things off, to set the momentum, right here, right now, could you gift yourself a little acknowledgement, a little bit of thanks, a thank you, right here at the beginning of your practice, setting the tone? Can you feel that? Setting the tone for the practice by thanking yourself for carving out this space just for you. Tone set. Allow the body, feel the body start to relax, to unwind, and allow the breath to deepen, the thoughts to soften. Three breaths. Long, slow, smooth, deep, diaphragmatic belly breath in. Fill up, expand out, drink it up. Through the mouth, a long, audible exhale to release tension, stress, worry, strain, or grip. Again, number two. Through the nose, down to the pelvis, fill up like a balloon. Drink it up through belly, ribs, chest, lungs, throat, face, head. Through the mouth, let go of stress, strain, worry, doubt, fear. Release. Again, through the nose, fill up completely, nourish every cell, oxygenate all parts. Make some noise on this one. Big roar, maybe a growl, a big sigh. Let it go. And feel that ground, the floor, the mat, the bed beneath the body. And at the same time, feel the space above your body. Knowing, sensing, feeling that you are the space between earth and sky. You are the space in between the earth and the sky. And letting the breath now start to equalize. So the inhale and the exhale lasts the same amount of time. If it helps, you can count out for a few rounds, inhaling to a count of maybe 4 or 5, and then exhale the same count, 4 or 5, something else. You can also work with just that intuitive sensation of your equal breath. No need to overthink it. A few moments here to equalize in breath, in body, and in mind. Two more rounds, two inhales, two exhales, all the same length and count. And as we dive deeper down into our practice, it will offer us a deep sense of relaxation, of release. And of course, we do want to stay awake and aware while we're in this practice. Let's remind ourselves it is totally normal and healing to drift in and out, to maybe feel like you're with my voice one moment and not in the next. Maybe I become more of a background noise. That's okay. Stay with my voice, my vibe, my guidance as best you can. Setting the intention to remain awake and aware, but knowing that when and if you sleep, whatever level of sleep that is, you are still receiving. Your subconscious is with my voice the whole time. You will not miss a thing. One more, why not? Through the nose, big belly breath in. Sigh out any expectations, any pressures, any overthinking. Let it go. Now, as you are, just beginning to relax with yourself, relax within yourself, within your inner being, your inner mind, I want you to use your imagination. We're diving in. And visualize seeing yourself in the room that you are in, resting on the surface that's below you. Here, resting with the four walls around you, the ceiling above you. And notice, visualize anything that's quite unique to the room that you're in. Furniture, paintings, windows, hangings of any kind. What's in this space with you? And imagining now this as your safe space. You've wrapped yourself up in this practice to allow yourself to feel safe, to heal right here. You are safe. You are relaxed. You are honoring your breath, honoring yourself, and honoring the great wisdom that your yoga nidra practice has to offer you. Now let some gratitude land here. Gratitude for the land, the room, the home that you're safely practicing in and on. Grateful for this space, for this practice, and you in it, right between earth and sky. Now just notice if there are any sounds that you can hear. Anything that's going on outside of the room, maybe something inside, a clock ticking or a sound humming. And just notice it. Are there layers of sound? Obvious, subtle, loud, or light? What do your ears hear? This practice draws us inward. And I'm going to ask that you now keep that sense of hearing active. Above all of your senses. So acknowledging the layers of sound that you need to listen to, and sounds that can just appear and then pass on by. So, in this room that you are resting in, imagine that there is a blanket of snow that rests all glistening, reflecting the light. And you are inside of this wintry landscape in this safe, warm, and sheltered room, practicing breathing like you're inside of a snow globe. Feel that. And from within this snow globe of rest, let's set a high intention, a resolve, or sankalpa in Sanskrit. An affirmative intention that is a seed that we plant in ourselves. A seed that can be planted in the depths of our consciousness. Planted in the depths to grow up and out into the surface level of our lives, affecting who we interact with, what we interact with, and how we flow through, dance through, walk through our day-to-day lives. So, for this snow globe-y practice, you of course can use your own Sankalpa if it's coming up and really singing to you now. Or we can have a collective Sankalpa, our Sankalpa. You can repeat after me or allow my words to become yours. Can't get it wrong. I am relaxed and honoring my need for rest. Oh, that one is good. I am relaxed and honoring my need for rest. I am relaxed and honoring my need for rest. I am relaxed and honoring my need for rest. And as that settles in, we'll now move into our body consciousness awareness, where you will hear my voice call out certain body parts for you to notice, to pay attention to without any physical external movement. From this place of awareness, ease, safety, shelter, and relaxation, as the body parts are named and called out, you will become even more relaxed, further sheltered, feeling safe, secure, cozy, breathing steadily and deeply as you do. Clearing that mind space as we land in and on every physical space. Starting at the right hand relaxes. Right thumb, first finger, second finger, third finger, right little finger. All five fingers relax. The whole right hand relaxes. To the right wrist, forearm, elbow, inner elbow, outer elbow, the upper arm bicep, tricep, the right shoulder, and armpit. The whole right arm relaxed. Down the right side body, moving through the chest, right ribs, waist, into the right hip, down the right thigh to the outer knee, down the right shin to the ankle, the outer edge of the right foot to the fifth toe, the pinky toe, then the fourth, third toe, second toe, and the right big toe, the first toe. All five toes relaxed together. And now down the inner arch of the right foot, feeling the whole foot and all of the toes relaxed. The whole right side of the body relaxed. Come to the left hand now. The left hand relaxes. The left thumb, first finger, second finger, third finger, left little finger, all five fingers together. The whole left hand relaxes. To the left wrist, forearm, left elbow, inner and outer, the upper arm, bicep, tricep, left shoulder and armpit, the whole left arm relaxed, down the left side body through the chest, the ribs, left waist, into the left hip, down the left thigh to the outer knee, the shin into the ankle, the outer edge of the left foot to the fifth toe, the left pinky toe, then the fourth toe, third toe, second toe, and the first toe, the left big toe, and all five toes together relaxed. And down the inner arch of the foot, feeling the whole foot and all of the toes relaxed. The whole left side of the body is relaxed. Now the heels, the right heel, the left heel, the back side of the body through right calf, left calf, back of right knee, back of left knee, back of right thigh, left thigh, right buttock, left buttock. The flesh and the muscles of the buttocks completely relaxed. Now the spine relaxes. The low back, moving to the mid back, the backs of the ribs relaxed, the upper back, back of the heart, right shoulder blade, left shoulder blade, base of the neck, the back of the neck, then back of the head, the skull, whole back side, the entire back side of the body relaxed. Now the top of the head, the hairline, the whole scalp of the head to the face, the forehead, the brow line relaxes, the eyes, the eyelids, lashes, eye sockets relaxed, the temples, the ears, the flesh of the cheeks, the cheekbones, the tip of the nose, the tips of the lips, the tip of the chin, muscles of the jaw. The front of the neck relaxes. Right collarbone, left collarbone, the flesh of the chest at ease. Flesh of the belly relaxed. Sensing the lower groin, the front of the hips, right hip, left hip relaxing. Fronts of the thighs, the right thigh, left thigh, tops of the knees, right and left, right shin, left shin, right ankle, left ankle, top of right foot, top of left foot, whole front body relaxed, whole back body relaxed, whole front body relaxed, back body relaxed, the whole left side of the body relaxed, whole right side relaxed, back body relaxed, whole left side body relaxed, front body relaxed, whole right side relaxed. The entire body relaxes, aware of the whole body relaxed. And as you are deeply relaxed in your body, inside of this space, breathing deeply, breathing effortlessly. As you breathe, just start to count the breath. Start at 18. Inhale and exhale. Then down to 17. Inhale and exhale. Continue in this way. If the breathing, the counting gets interrupted, you become distracted or drift off, maybe make it to zero, begin again at 18, breathing and counting down to zero. The goal is not to reach the ending. The goal is to remain with the breath and the count, drifting down towards zero. Now let go of the count and notice this open mind space, this open body space. Winter brings a season of introspection, bringing a quieter season, a season that allows us to go within to rest, to nourish, a time when our body needs more rest, our minds need more rest. More than we're often willing to admit in the winter time. Resting can often be a challenge in this season of rest because we're so defaulted to always be in motion, always be doing, moving, accomplishing. So when something challenging arises, rather than taking rest, we tense up a lot of the time. We move in a hurry. So here you are, dear one, in practice, in rest. And as we are deeper inside ourselves now, let's state our resolve three more times, repeating these words once again with gratitude, with trust. I am relaxed and honoring my need for rest. I am relaxed and honoring my need for rest. I am relaxed and honoring my need for rest. Breathing in, breathing out. Use that imagination again and visualize yourself in your room, cozy and warm within yourself, with yourself, resting here again in this snow globe as winter is just outside. That blanket of snow shimmering in the light, snowflakes gently falling down, resting on the trees covering the ground. A cold breeze blowing around you, but you feel the warmth, that security, that nurture from deep within this snow globe and deep within yourself. For when we rest deeply within ourselves, especially in these winter months, we nurture that sacred spark of life within us so that sacred spark, your spark, never extinguishes, never dampens from the winter around you. You, looking after you, taking care of yourself, allowing yourself to be nurtured. Take a deep breath in to spark that fire within you. So with this room that you're resting in, with winter all around you, it's not only warm within this room, but it's warm within your body. Feel that. Feel all those places of warmth, where your skin touches your clothes, pillows, blankets, the warm but refreshing air that touches your skin. Just be right here, where you are, resting deeply in this practice. And allowing your breath to deepen. It's okay for the mind to be active, for you to be noticing that the mind is active. That's you being conscious. Take advantage of these next few moments nearing the end of our practice. Whether you simply rest here, just observing, watching, resisting the urge to move, to hurry, to take action. Could you relax deeply within yourself? You could eventually find movement. Anything that's feeling good and right. Bring yourself within your mind's eye back into this room, on the floor, your mat, your bed, under your blanket. Gifting your body, if it's time, when you're ready, some movements to toes, fingers, back of the head, a little smile if you like. A big full body stretch might feel really good. You can stay on your back, maybe roll to one side, to belly or a seat. Pause. Pause and thank yourself for your practice, for the time that you carved out to find some deep, nourishing winter rest. Tuning in and remembering the magic of winter, where rest brings with it healing, renewal, restoration. Winter rest brings warmth, right? Pause here. Acknowledging that spark within you, that flame of life force within all of us that connects us to all beings. Gratitude to yourself, to the earth that we live off, that nourishes and sustains us, supports us. Grateful for the great teachings and wisdoms of yoga, a yoga nidra practice. And with my hands at my heart center, I give you, I shower you with great thanks and respect, appreciation for joining me, joining us for this practice. So much peace and love your way as you grow through the rest of this snow globe-y, icy winter. Our practice of yoga nidra is now complete. Namaste, my friend. Thank you.
Thank you.